Today's show is brought to you by Tee It Up for the Troops. Divots can be replaced. Freedom cannot. Portions of this program may not be suitable for those under the age of 18. Parental guidance is suggested, but not mandatory.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
I don't care if it sounds crazy and has a brain injury. He is funny.
We're definitely in support of those that serve.
Rock has two words of advice for you. Simply put, get ready.
There's a lot of nonprofit organizations out there.
I've seen a lot of stuff in my life, but that was awesome.
You ain't seen nothing yet.
Business can make dreams come true.
The H-Train Show.
The H-Train Show.
On your butt.
Ladies and gentlemen, broadcasting from the Colorado Media School here in the Lakewood, Colorado area, Belfour. It is another edition of the H-Train Show. We're here. Our only mission is to show our men and women in uniform and our veterans that there are more programs out there beyond the VA. My name's H-Train, and our special guest co-host today is
Mike,
and of course
Xander's choking on something.
Thanks for riding with us, everyone. We have a great show today, Xander.
Yes.
What are we doing today?
First fact check.
Fact check.
We're in Belmar.
Belmar. Okay. Yeah.
So we're going to figure out what happened to a 13-year-old girl to cause her to get her first felony.
Okay.
In Kansas. And we're going to also talk about what the $3,000 holy item is that sold out in minutes.
Okay.
I'm concerned. I'm so concerned.
I would be too.
And Mike, I'm just going to turn you up a little bit because you're coming out.
Echo thing or?
Huh?
Sounds like an echo. Is that weird?
No, I don't hear an echo.
I don't hear him at all.
You don't hear him at all?
Nope.
Hmm.
I got you.
Interesting.
Anarchy.
I can hear him. You can't hear him at all?
Not in the headphones, but I can hear him talking over there.
Oh. Well, I don't know.
I think every show is at least 5-10 minutes of audio issues.
Technical difficulties.
Well, you know, that's what happens when you have to daisy chain another mixer, because this mixer that we have. Okay, so there we go. Brandy says that she doesn't hear you. So
Brandy can't hear me?
Well, that's what Brandy's saying, that she can't. We can hear Xander.
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea. We might have to bust out that mic if this keeps going the way it is. We'll keep on moving along. We'll find out during the break why we can't hear you for some reason.
I must be heard. This is killing me.
I know, right? Well, it's okay.
Budget cuts.
Well, I know what we'll do.
Or as soon as they saw you going to be on tonight, they're like, remotely cut this guy.
Let's try this. Try talking into that microphone. See if that's better.
All right. Can you guys hear me now?
No. But then again.
Can you see me?
Ah, man. You know, everything was working before we even got on the show, too. So that's what I'm like, what in the world? That's all right. We'll just work on it during the break. So we have a great show today for you guys. If you didn't catch that, we're going to be talking to a nonprofit called Warhogs. It was kind of interesting. And, you know, as I'm sitting here telling you this, you can't really, I can hear you, but everybody else can't.
They can hear you in the background.
They can hear me in the back. They can hear him in the background. Mm-hmm. Well, we're going to call you the background co-host for right now. Right. We'll find out during the break why it's not working. I got to be honest with you. I have no idea.
Backdoor mic.
Yeah, I don't know.
Made it weird.
I can backdoor mic.
Whoops. Never mind.
I could try another mic to see if that works also, because that might work. Let's see here. Try that now, Mike.
Can you hear me?
No, I don't know why it's doing that, but we'll figure it out.
Mike,
but
try the mic.
You know what we'll do? Give him your headset for right now, and because I have some questions to ask you.
I've been cut.
And then we'll – no, you're not being cut. But I'm not going to worry about the mic thing until we go to break. But so
– so can Brandy hear me now?
She can hear you now, yeah, because you're using Xander's headphone. And we'll find out during the break.
Well, Xander's your pro, so this is the dude that shows up every week.
I know.
So –
that's okay. He's over there eating, so it's cool. The one thing I wanted to talk to you about, so MBR had the opportunity to go to a Hero Fest this weekend.
Right.
And you kind of kick-started that. So tell everybody a little bit of why you got involved with Hero Fest and, you know...
All right. Well, with Hero Fest, it was started by Responder Strong. So it's a group ran by Rhonda, and Rhonda put together a group where you've got fire, police, paramedic, you name it. If they have anything to do with first responder, which mm-hmm. also the military is the first responders of everybody in the world,
right?
You know, National Guard, same thing. So she invited us there, and a lot of it is. Suicide prevention, trying to watch over our brothers and sisters across the board who do all those risky types of jobs. It was their second Hero Fest.
Okay.
But that was a huge, I thought there was a lot of support there for law enforcement, fire, police. They brought in the Flight for Life guys out there. I don't know if it was Flight for Life, but it was one of those types of aircraft they brought in.
Okay.
But it was a great thing. And then when I had given your information to the guy that was coordinated through Cannabis Banks, Vincent Neal, I believe is his name, he wanted you guys to be involved as well. I mean, you wanted Military Broadcast Radio there because, I mean, you know, the alarming rate of suicides across the board for everybody, I think, in very high stress jobs,
right,
is real. But he obviously reached out to Randy and made it happen. So I was happy to see you there.
Yeah,
I knew you were going to be there, but
there were literally people that came to the event parked just to hand me their business card as a nonprofit, and then they left. They even told me,
"Oh, really?
Yeah, they're like we." We just want to be on the show. We've heard about it.
Right.
We've came. We've parked. We get, you know, here's a business card. I got to get going. Our good friend Bob Waples.
Right.
Like, he showed up, and he was like, I didn't even know that you guys was going to be here. And, you know, that's the one thing that I haven't did really, really well at here the last couple of months, is I haven't really been on social media like a presence, like big time. If there's a like an MBR remote or an MBR gig or just showing up, I don't always post what we're doing. I try to, but sometimes I forget to, or I don't get the chance. In my inbox this morning, as it always starts, and, you know, we need to get more veteran DJs because this week alone, I don't want to say denied, but I have told them that I couldn't do it because I already have prior commitments. But we had 85 requests for remotes this week. And
which is awesome.
It is awesome, but we can't meet the expectations because there's one full-time worker here at MBR, and then the rest, you know, they help when they can. Just trickle in. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
well, that's true. They do just trickle in, but I think it was a hugely successful event.
Oh yeah, I think so too.
There was tons of attention turned towards you guys. The backdrop was great.
I know.
So everybody loved that.
The backdrop was done by NXT Multimedia, and Sammy and the crew. They're awesome. They really are. They're one of our sponsors, and high quality photo. Yeah, it made it really look
good. It was terrible that the pinup girls had to come over and get a picture.
I know. Oh, it was funny because when my wife came over, she was like, what is this? And I'm like,
they're pinup girls.
I had that effect on women when you don't show up to a remote. She's like, please. So evidently we've gotten that part of the relationship where right. My wife's like,
whatever.
Whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. It's always fun.
Always fun.
It's always fun.
Always fun. He's over there laughing.
He's laughing because he knows it's true.
What the hell is this?
So, and Xander did a great job. Yeah. I really didn't have to help him much during the remote. He set all that stuff up pretty much by himself. So
got set up, and then I was able to sit and visit with everybody. So it was actually super cool that you guys. I thought you guys did a great job. It was good seeing you guys.
I thought he did a really good job, and then I was told by I was told today by a couple of soon to be students here at Colorado Media School that they're coming for his job. They want Xander's job. They want to be interns for MBR. So we got some competition, everybody.
I think the biggest one, Xander clearly is not scared.
No, he's not.
He's totally scared. he's not scared. So the killer part is that they got to show the commitment.
Yes.
That it's a lot to sit there and say that you're coming to the school and you're going to do what you're going to do. We had seen that.
Right.
I mean, you get to a point to where, like, I don't even know why they call it a day off anymore. And I think clearly, you know, I probably way overwork myself. But I like money. Mondays, it's a commitment to be here for the amount of time that needs to be here.
Yeah,
so these guys learn the hard way. And I think some of the good things is that you get a couple of interns here. That means that here and there, you know, you or Xander could take a time off or something. Or,
yeah.
You know, and then having three people, honestly, when all three mics work, which we'll fix on the break.
We'll fix it on the break.
It makes conversation a little bit better. I kind of enjoyed having three people, you know, or so, because it's not just us bantering.
Right.
It's three of us
and
bantering.
While you guys are talking, you know, I can mess around with computer technical issues.
Like,
but
right now, Xander and I should be talking
right.
while you fix this crap.
Right.
You're
think I know what it is. I think it's that wire. I think there's a short in that wire. But we're going to fix that. But, hey, it is that time. We're going to go on our first music break.
Stay tuned.
Our first music break. And when we come back, we'll hit it hard on the Tidbits Live, Facebook Live. Find out about that 13-year-old getting a felony. I can't wait for this. So whatever you do, stay with us. Don't go away. You're listening to the show that highlights all the nonprofit programs out there beyond the VA. It's the H Train Show.
Hey, this is John Lujan, retired Marine Corps Sergeant, and you're listening to the H Train Show.
All right, everybody, and we are back, and talk about trying to do three things at once. Now we're on Facebook Live. I had it like headed downtown because I'm trying to work on the streams. But we'll be honest. We really didn't get the mic issue situated.
We got to work around though.
Yeah, we got it worked around. Him and Xander's are going to have to share the mic, so they're going to have to play kissy face for the 15-20 minutes.
And you made it weird.
Hold on, wait. Go ahead, finish your tweet.
I'm not tweeting.
Go ahead, finish your tweet.
I wasn't tweeting.
Like Deadpool.
Is he? He's like, hold on. I got to do my tweet before I fight bad guys.
I'm teasing, man. I'm teasing. You know, before we get started on the tidbit, though, I do want to say, Xander, I'm very impressed with you Saturday. Very impressed.
Oh, yes, thank you.
He looks like a young Robin Williams, don't he?
What?
Like Robin Williams when he was like 16 or 17.
You're talking about when he did like Good Morning Vietnam?
Yeah.
A little bit, right?
Yeah.
Right?
Don't look at me. That's hideous.
But no, I'm pretty impressed. I'm excited that we got it worked out. He double booked himself, and he finally made it to his second booking. But what can we say, Xander? Everybody wants to be like you. Everybody wants to be you.
That was a horrible day. And by the way, I apologize for this.
But yeah, so. Everybody, we are on Facebook Live, and I hope everybody is tuned in. We've got some people listening in, and thank you so much for tuning in. And it is that time, everybody. It is Tidbits.
Tidbits, sponsored by NXT Turn Multimedia. Have a brand, but asking what's next? Contact NXT Turn Multimedia today.
Well, everybody's heard about the bird.
A headline regarding mass awareness of a certain avian variety.
What are you talking about?
Oh, have you not heard?
Come by and bring us some good news.
Tidbits.
Well, I'm glad that that had a lid on it. I totally screwed that one up. I got too many. Screams. That I'm sitting here having to work on. So,
this is why you don't have drinks in the studio.
I know.
Well, that's usually me that spills the drinks. but now that we have a lid,
that's true.
We have lids on our drinks.
Yes,
so we're good.
Yes, that was hilarious though. I don't know if it was that hilarious or if it was hilarious the week after, where. We had the veteran guest co-host, Matt Literal, and I told him after you say, thanks for riding with us, hit that button. And he went to hit that button, dude, and like the iPad went that way, the casing went that way, the cup of pins on the desk went that way. It was hilarious. You'd have to be there. And I will tell you this, just so everybody knows, that here in the next couple of weeks, it didn't happen today because Xander didn't bring his tripod, but we're fixing to take the H-Train show to YouTube, live streaming of this segment, and Twitch. So that's going to be interesting.
So that's going to add, like, what, 5 more screens in?
Yeah. But that's okay because you'll be in charge of it because it will be your device.
Oh, my back just went out. Oh.
Okay, so.
Super, super convenient.
So, Xander, tell us about this little girl.
So there's a 13-year-old girl in Kansas who received a felony last month in September. She was in class and made the guns with her finger thing.
Okay,
people can't see me, but you know I'm doing the point and shoot.
Yeah, you probably should like show yourself in the camera.
Wait, was that a felony? Did I just have a felony also?
Yep.
Because I just showed the finger?
Yep.
you know, which every kid has done ever that played.
Okay, so was it the school that's given her this felony, or was it?
So one of the kids asked her what she was talking about, and she was pointing at multiple kids. And then the kid was like, "Who are you trying to shoot?" And then she pointed at herself. So the kids that night went.
The hell?
Went and explained it to the people at school. And the school called the police, and the police got involved and came in and handcuffed her and drug her out of school.
Okay.
Now, my question is, when my buddy was underage and got arrested, his parents were about to sue the police station for arresting an underage kid.
Right.
Like, so, you know, what's going on? Why were they able to arrest her? And her grandpa even said that, you know, her life's ruined now because she has a felony.
Okay, so...
I do think, I mean, because it was in a school and then everybody's super sensitive about it, which I get. Mm-hmm. However... I think a good attorney would be able to sit there and say, hey, look, this is a kid playing, or whether she meant or anything or not, or even especially harm to herself, because normally if you do that action to yourself, you would think that the person might be suicidal. And so maybe behavioral health is something where you need to step in versus worrying about arresting somebody and charging them with a felony, which usually they charge with the highest thing first. And then it usually gets plead down to probably a misdemeanor or something because obviously the kid probably didn't mean any intent of anything.
Right.
And calling law enforcement, I know they need to be safe, but, you know, at the same time, some of the stuff I feel has gotten a little out of hand.
I mean, I like what you're talking about. You can see it, too. I fully understand the school's position because if they let that go and she did come in and... you know, a mass shooting, that's on the school too.
Right.
But her grandfather also said that she doesn't have access to weapons. But we know lots of people don't have access to weapons and
Thing that I'm lost in all of this, and if you want to text in or call in, that number is 720-619-0627. The phone number is actually on the screen as well, just so you know. But what I don't get, okay, so this little girl makes this this gun motion.
Yep.
Okay. I would guess that I'll turn this down a little bit. I would guess that, you know, it should be sent to the principal's office and they'd have a talking to. But what I don't understand, and I guess that's what I'm asking, is how did this felony stuff come into play? Is it the police that is charging her with this?
Yeah, so it's terroristic threats is what she's getting charged with.
Right, okay.
I'm just thinking of the little girl's future because I know you can't get jobs, you can't live certain places. I mean, basically at 13 years old, this girl's screwed.
Yeah, point blank, yeah.
Well, I do know that usually because she's a minor, she's under the age of 18, even if she gets charged with this stuff, one, I'd like to think that a good attorney will be able to pick this apart, and two, she should get that expunged off her record when she turns 18 and she becomes an adult because, I mean, most, if you're underage and you, after 18, it gets taken off your record, so they can carry on and have a life, et cetera. So, I mean, I'm trying to look up part of this while we're talking.
Right.
And
they can't really talk about the case either.
Right.
Is what I was reading earlier.
So it's becoming, I don't know. I mean, honestly, one, safety first. Two, I get that they can sit there and, but to handcuff a kid and take him out of school, when clearly
that has to be a traumatic experience. I mean, I'm not going to go into detail what happened to me, but let's just say that I got arrested 2 days before my 18th birthday, and I was very lucky that what I got arrested for, it got expunged, but my dad still had to buy a lawyer. I still had to spend a couple of days in juvie, jail, or whatever you want to call it.
The booty house.
Yeah, something like that, you know. But that's crazy. We have a text that says, I can't believe they did that. She could have gotten a warning or spell. Counseling may come into play also. And she's exactly right, you know. If you are here, say hello. Feel free to chime in. We've got some people listening. I'm hoping that we've got the Facebook Live stuff fixed to where people can hear us. Because I haven't had anybody write saying that it was too loud or that it was too low. So I think we got the Facebook thing. All right, well, we basically kicked this horse till it's down. So let's go to the next tidbit. What else was you reading, Xander?
So for all you Nike fans out there and people that enjoy the collabs that they do, there was a priest that decided to go ahead and inject in the Air Max 97s that have the bubbles on the bottom of them. He injected holy water into that bubble, and they're calling it the Jesus shoe because the water is from the Jordan River.
Okay.
And it's been blessed. The shoe has been blessed by the priest. Also, there is a crucifix on there.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And on the inside of the shoe, everything is red to symbolize the shoes that the popes used to wear.
Okay.
Or I'm pretty sure they still wear the red shoes.
So this is literally the holy shoe of all shoes.
Yeah, and they went for $3,000.
Okay, well, you just dropped my want. I was getting ready to say, you know, I'm interested, I want this, you know. But yeah, not anymore, so, okay. You'd
be walking on holy water, but they're already sold out. They're gone.
That's crazy.
I wasn't able to get a pair.
Well, we're in the wrong business, Mike.
Well, first of all, that's flipping hilarious. We're trying to raise money for MBR, but not that, you know, I'm Christian and I get it, but there's no way in our dear Lord's name that I would pay $3,000 for a pair of shoes that are injected.
Yeah, we're definitely in the wrong business, Mike.
So was this just one pair of shoes or was this multiple pairs of shoes? So Xander's saying multiple. So I don't know. The Jordan River is pretty dirty. I don't know if I'd want to get shoes.
Well, I know that.
But it's blessed.
I don't know if it was the Jordan River. All I do know it was the water that it said in the Bible that Christ was baptized in. I was baptized with the same water that Christ was baptized in because my mom told me that our minister went overseas to Israel and brought some of that water back.
I got dirty water from Commerce City that went through the pipes, the corroded pipes, so that's what I got.
Right?
I don't think that you were baptized in the same water because over the years the water would have gone down river.
But probably.
I mean, out of the same river,
right?
I can see that.
Probably. Okay.
Just hopefully right. It wasn't, you know, from Afghanistan water.
So everybody, let's hear from you. Did you, let's see what we got here. We don't have any comments.
Joe probably got the bath water for, was it bath day where everybody was getting cleaned up in the river?
Oh, you, yeah. I'd never even thought about that. I got baptized with pee probably.
You remember, you've been in Afghanistan, right?
No, I just did Iraq. I didn't do Afghanistan.
Did you ever see the guy that's upriver peeing, the next guy's washing his feet, then the next guy's washing his face, and then laundry after that?
No, but thank you for grossing me out with that picture.
Oh, okay.
Appreciate it.
Another thing about those shoes, it also features a Bible verse, Matthew 14:25, the passage describing Jesus walking on water and a single drop of blood to represent Christ. And I, another fact I forgot, the souls are the frankincense scented insoles. Yeah. That's kind of weird.
Wow. Well, there must be some, there must be some folks out there that are still motivated by religion, because that might be the reason why they paid for these shoes, $3,000. You know, it brings me to that point where, you know, a long time ago, about what, been almost 2 or 3 years, where that woman bought that Chewbacca face mask. She bought it at, like, Kohl's or whatever for, like, $30. And, you know, everybody saw that, and she was laughing hysterically, and everybody was laughing at the video that she was doing. And it went from $25 to, like, $130. Because I was going to buy one, and to buy one, it was, like, $150. And I'm like, I'm not going to buy one of these for $150. Finally, it came down, and I still have it at home today. And I bought it for, like, $20. But, you know,
I wonder, I wonder how many NBA players have had to get those because they're terrible. And maybe we can get the Nuggets into the finals. So I wonder if the Nuggets bought them out. So
The Nuggets are going to definitely need a lot more than just
shoes.
They're
playing well, though. The season already started.
Yeah,
well.
It's a Colorado curse. I've told you about this. When a team will do really good, and then once the community gets behind them.
That's just the Rockies, buddy. We're going to be fine. Don't worry about it. We got this. All right. So three. Oh, here's some more about the shoe.
The other thing I was wondering about, the drop of blood to represent Christ's body in there.
Yeah.
Who were they getting the blood from? And was this person vetted for any sort of communicable diseases?
Well, is it actual blood, or is it like you know, fake blood that you get at Halloween?
It said a drop of blood. Did not specify. It just said drop
of blood. I'm sure
that
that's fake blood.
I mean, I could have don't. No, I can't donate blood because of the diabetes. Yeah.
I'm a little concerned what the return policy is now, because some people are going to be like, good point. I bought 4 pairs of those, and now I have to return them at $3,000 a piece.
Right.
So
that
was awesome.
I think it's fake blood. Yeah, you know, and I don't know. I don't know why we're not getting a lot of views on the video. Maybe it's because of NFL season, football. Everybody's watching Monday Night Football.
Hey, get away from the TVs. We're talking about our Lord and Savior on this show, and everybody wants to be over there watching. Who's even playing tonight?
I don't know. I have no clue.
It's not any good teams. It can't be. Like you should be,
Mike's looking.
You should be turned into talking about Christ instead of watching a bunch of nonsense football. Which, by the way, my Ducks crushed the Colorado. Buffaloes.
Right.
here's what I love about college football. It's adorable. We watch pro football because college is terrible. It doesn't matter. The Oregon Ducks, seriously, the CU Buffaloes. We have pro sports here, so let's get into with that, Xander. I don't know what's going on right now.
Or I can talk about my Crimson Tide. Which one do you want to talk about?
Well, you know, we're not going to talk about any.
Neither one.
Because you know what? It's that time, everybody. It is the time for tribute to troops.
Troops. Sponsored by High Style NXT. Custom quality furnishings and gifts with attitude.
This is an MBR moment of heroism.
Sir, I don't know how to tell this story.
Well, you got to, Joe.
You tell the American people what these men did here. You tell them how my troopers died.
Hey everyone, this is Brandy with this week's tribute to the troops to honor Richard Butch Clay, 66, of Temple, Georgia, who passed away on August 17, 2019. Clay served in the U.S. Navy during the Vietnam era in the early 1970s. Clay loved starting the stepping stone for the youth and others in the community. He also opened a food bank that fed the hungry. The H-Train Show send our thoughts and prayers to Clay's family and friends during this difficult time.
Brandy, thank you so much for that, and for those that tuned in and participated, we really appreciate it that you guys joined us. Side note, just so you know, that was Brandy's cousin, so our hearts go out to Brandy and her family for that, and thank them for their service as well. We're going to go on a music break, y'all, and when we come back, it is the Nonprofit of the Week, Warhog. So whatever you do, stay with us. Don't go away. You're listening to the show that highlights all the nonprofit programs out there beyond the VA. It's the H-Train Show with Xander and Mike.
Hi, this is Heather. I am the founder and CEO of Project Sanctuary, and you are listening to the H-Train Show.
All right, everybody, we are back, and you're listening to the H-Train Show, the show that highlights all the nonprofit programs beyond the VA. And I tell you what, we've got a great interview for you today. Well, we always have a great interview, but, you know, the reason why this nonprofit really strikes up the heart is because for the longest time, I skied with Breckenridge Outdoor Education Center. I skied with Winter Park. I skied with Aspen. I skied all these different nonprofit adaptive programs, and this isn't any different. The programs that I just mentioned are here in Colorado, and this program, I believe, is in California, but don't take the horse's mouth for it. No, we're going to talk to Toby. He is on the line with us today, Toby Cochran from Warhogs. Toby, thank you so much for coming on the show and giving us your time. We really appreciate it.
Hey, we appreciate H-Train giving us the opportunity.
So, Toby, tell me, so where are you guys located? Am I correct or am I incorrect? Are you guys located in Cali?
No, actually, we're located in Southeast Alabama.
Southeast Alabama. Whoa, Sammy Swenson, I was way off. Okay, so I totally misconstrued. I was just kind of looking on your website, and that's the reason why I usually don't look on the website, because then I don't ask proper questions. It's just better for me to, you know, take it from, you know, what you tell me. So what, first of all, are you a veteran yourself, or what inspired you to start War Hogs in the first place?
Well, we are, yes, actually, every one of our board members and every one of the guides that actually take the veterans out are all combat vets. We are either disabled veterans or we are retirees from the military.
Okay.
We thought that the best way that we could take care of our own was to basically take them out. And we started this one night whenever we were actually out doing a hog hunt together. And we know that we enjoy doing it. So we figured that the other veterans would actually enjoy doing it, especially those that don't get out of the house much due to their injury.
Okay. And now, do you guys do, like, skiing and stuff like that, or do you guys mainly do, like, outdoors, like, camping and stuff like that?
We actually do nighttime thermal wild hog hunts.
Okay, all right. Yeah, this is the perfect reason why I should never look on the website, because I was comprehending something else, and because of my TBI, yeah, this is why I never read the website. So sorry, I apologize about that. So that's
it's fine.
That's awesome. So you guys do campouts, and during the campouts, you guys are looking for wild hogs.
We actually do nothing but, we actually shoot the wild boars, because down here, even like they are in Texas and most of the southern states, they are a very big nuisance property. They do somewhere in the neighborhood of, I think it's $4 to $8 billion in property damage.
Oh, wow.
And crop damage. So it's one of those, we do it as an eradication, help them with the, as far as doing eradication with the landowners. But we also get the guys out of the house, because it doesn't matter if they're wheelchair bound, amputees, any other condition, then we get them out of the house and we get to go have some fun shooting some pigs.
I like that. You got to tell me, I've seen them on like television and movies and stuff, but I've never seen one in person. Are wild hogs, they're pretty mean, aren't they?
They can be. They can be quite aggressive when you figure that the, you know, you're talking anywhere from 180 to, well, we shot some as big as 500 pounds.
Okay. Wow.
So whenever they hit you or they come at you, yeah, they're aggressive. They'll, especially the females, if they happen to have piglets anywhere around, they're hyper-aggressive. Mm. And then the males, just because they have no natural predator other than humans, they're not scared of anything.
Ah, okay. Now, when you guys do the shoot, do you guys shoot the females, or do you guys mainly shoot the males?
We actually want the veteran that we take out.
Yeah.
He can choose. We actually target which ones are out there. And once he goes to, I mean, don't get me wrong, once he goes to shooting, we would like for him to shoot the sows first, but he has his options. If he wants to take the trophy boar, he can shoot the boar if he would like.
Okay.
It's his hunt. We're just there for support.
Okay. All right. And how long have you been doing this now for Toby?
We are actually well into our fourth year.
Fourth year. And out of your 4 years, have you guys ever had an incident where a troop or yourself got bitten by one, like, you know, oh, the gun misfired or not misfired but jammed or something and it attacked you and you got, I mean, I'm sure that's
no, it's on the forefront, but that's the reason why when the guys take them out, the guys are all they're there for the protection of the individual doing the hunting, especially if he's wheelchair bound or an amputee or something to that effect, that he doesn't have the mobility that a normal person would have.
Okay.
And we carry large enough handguns that usually one shot will knock them slam to the ground.
Okay. All right. I'm thinking of this big war, this big fat hog, and like it takes more than, you know, one gun to shoot it dead. So that's why I was asking about that. This is amazing. I like what you guys are doing. It's something that you don't hear very often that's out there. I have a lot of veterans that have been lucky to go to, like, Africa and kill wild hogs and you know, different animals. But being in Alabama, this is kind of neat. Okay, so here's my thing. When a veteran listens to this interview, almost every single interview, the veteran, and since you're a veteran as well, you'll understand where he's coming from. Do you have a requirement or a classification? Like, do they have to be totally disabled? Do they have to have a percentage with VA, or do they just have to have a DD-214? What is the classifications to be able to join one of you guys' retreat?
Ours is simple. It's honorable discharge. Okay. Is the only requirement on the veteran side. And that's only because we deal with firearms.
Right.
So we, you know, an honorable discharge is required. How we do our order preference is Gold Star children up to the age of 13 have the highest classification for obvious reasons, because they, you know, the military guy actually got the volunteer to do it. The Gold Star child did not get a choice. And losing a parent.
Okay.
So we put them up there, and then you work your way down. Your Congressional Medal of Honor, Silver Star, Valor, Bronze Star, Purple Hearts, combat, as far as disability goes.
Right.
And then also, the more they're disabled, the more we will put them up the list. Like, we've got a quadriplegic that's actually going to go in the spring next year.
Okay.
Amputees get put up the list because, you know, most people are not willing to assume the risk to take them outdoors.
Okay.
So a lot of these guys get stuck at home because nobody's willing to take them out because he's wheelchair bound, or because of the fact that he only has one leg, or he has COPD, or the fact that he has a traumatic brain injury. And like I said, our biggest and our only requirement is honorable discharge.
Okay.
But we have to have some type of list in order to work off of. And when they go to our website to sign up for a hunt, it has specifications in there because, of course, we need to know if they're if they're wheelchair bound and stuff like that prior to us getting them scheduled. So they've got any special recommendation, we got any special recommendations that we got to make for them accommodation wise.
Right.
And then also if they have any awards or anything like that, which brings into the Silver Star, Bronze Star, Purple Heart guys. Combat badges, and so forth, depending on the branch.
Okay.
Of service.
It sounds good. It sounds like you guys have everything lined up, and it's pretty organized. Another thing that a lot of veterans ask, and I think you've already kind of answered it, is if this is regional or national.
We do not fly them in.
Okay.
Because our budget would have to be astronomical.
Right.
But if they say they're going on vacation down to Florida or anywhere in the area that they're going to be around us, if they will get to us, we will actually put them up in the hotel room.
Okay.
We will take care of their hotel room. We'll feed them while they're here. If they need a hunting license, we'll take care of that. We supply them with the weapon and the thermals. And we also put them with a guide who rides around with them to, one, for safety, and for two, he's also there to identify the game prior to them shooting.
Okay. That sounds great. Well, and you're not the only one to say that, because I know a lot of nonprofits, big nonprofits, that, they say, hey, if you can find your way there, We'll take care of you. We'll feed you. We'll lodge you. But you got to find your way there. So I totally get that. In fact, one of my bucket lists is going to the ESPYs. And next year, I'm going with a group to the ESPYs. But that was the thing is I would have to fly there and they would take care of me. They're not going to do that. So that, yeah, that. That's totally reasonable. A lot of nonprofits are all about that, and I surely am okay with that. Now we're kind of running out of time, but before we run out of time, do you have a website or social media that we can plug real quick? And you know, then you're going to have to tell us how can my listeners help you out, because. I can tell you already that my veterans are waiting for you to tell your website because I have a lot of hunters that listen to this show, so they'll probably be calling y'all. So give us your website and your social media platforms, and we will try and get some soldiers out there so that you guys can do some hunts.
All right. Our website is... warhogs.org, and it's spelled warhawgs.org. We have Facebook. We're listed as Warhog on Facebook. If you type in facebook.com/warhog, you'll definitely run across us. Our logo is a hog's head with a bullseye over his left eye. And we also have a Twitter, which is Warhogs. And we also have Instagram, which is Warhawk.
Okay. All right. Awesome. I love it. I totally love it, Toby. And when we get done with this interview, I'll talk to you more on the other side, ways that MBR can help you. But it is that time, everybody, because we are running out of time. I think you pretty much answered all the questions that I have usually and some more. But ladies and gentlemen, it is that time. It is your time to shine. Okay, Tobies, so maybe I didn't ask you the right question or set you up for that right answer. This is the time, this is the last 2 minutes of the interview that I give you the total platform that maybe I didn't cover something and that you would like to add something or get something off of your chest so that my listeners know, you know, maybe there's something that I missed because I'm not perfect. So... in the next 2 minutes, say whatever you would like. This is your time to shine.
Okay. Our organization, the biggest thing, the reason why we were formed is because 22 veterans a day were taking their lives, and that's entirely too high, along with 187 first responders who have taken their lives last year. Our sole purpose in life is to reduce that number to as close to zero as we possibly can, and that is our sole purpose. There is no reason any organizations out there can't help us reduce those, even if it is doing their own thing, and this ought to be the highest priority for everybody. We have lost more of our brothers and sisters after they've come home from combat than we've actually lost in combat in the last 20 years. And that is the reason why we do what we do at Warhawks.
I like it. I really do. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt. Go ahead, Toby.
No, you're fine. That's it. That's our mission. False. That's all we got.
Okay. All right.
that's us in a nutshell. That's why we do what we do.
All right, well, that's fantastic, Toby. And like I said, hold on, and I'm going to talk to you on the other side for everybody else. If you missed it, you want to check it out, because there's not very many nonprofits that we have listed, especially in Alabama. So, if you missed it, you can check out this interview in our podcast right when the show goes off. We've been talking with Toby Cochran. He is the founder of the Nonprofit of the Week, Warhawk. All right, that's an excellent interview. Thank you so much for your time, Toby. It is that time. We're going to go on another music break. And then when we come back, it is everybody's favorite moment. It's What the Moment. So whatever you do, stay with us. Don't go away. You're listening to the show that highlights all the nonprofit programs out there beyond the VA. It's the H-Train Show.
So my name is Melissa Stockwell. I am a retired Army officer and an above-the-knee amputee on my left side. I am a Paralympian, a world champion in the sport of triathlon, and I currently live in Colorado, a mom of two, and you are listening to the H-Train Show.
All right, and we are back. If you missed it, you've missed a really great show so far. Earlier today, we talked on Tidbits, talked about the little girl that is facing a felony for the pointer finger slash making a gun gesture in the school. And we also talked about the very Christian shoes that Nike just put out.
It wasn't Nike.
Oh, it wasn't Nike.
Yeah, I mean they're Nike shoes, but the priest went and did this on his own.
Oh,
or the company that made them.
Oh, okay, all right, okay. So that's what we've been talking about, and then we just got done listening to the absolutely great interview with Toby Cochran. That is in charge of Wild Hogs. And, man, I tell you, I wish I could fire a weapon. I really do. Because that would be awesome to go to Alabama and shoot a hog. That's like 120-something pounds of ham.
That's more than that, I think.
I got to figure, if you can't do that, they have, go down and do the boar spears. Get a boar spear, go down to Texas or wherever they do the boar hog hunting, and they actually take you out on a trip, and they do it for veterans too. And they actually, you get up there with a spear and face off with a hog and wild boar and take them down with a boar spear.
Ooh, I like that idea.
I there's zero chance I'm doing that.
Hogs, so are you talking about women?
Both would count. Okay. So Xander wanted to. We're not going to go. Never mind. You couldn't hear Xander, so we're going to let that go. I think you can go down there and actually do that hunting down there. And they do that down in Texas and probably Alabama and areas like that where the wild hogs. I'm not doing that. Like, wild hogs, I'll watch the movie again because it was hilarious.
Hilarious.
Beyond that, no.
Okay. All right. Well, so. So that's so far, if you missed it, that's been pretty much the show. And that comes the part that I really like. And well, we'll get to it. I'll have Xander explain it. But ladies and gentlemen, it's What the Moment.
Hey, those are cool tats, man.
Oh, for real. Thank you, bro. You see the cobra?
Yeah, what is this one?
Oh, this?
Uh-huh.
That's my credo. No regrets.
Mm-hmm. You have no regrets?
Dad?
No.
Like, not even a single letter?
No way. Not me.
Well, I love him. I think he's great.
Okay.
I think he's a real winner, Casey. If I were you, I wouldn't use protection.
What the?
Okay, so here's a little bit of a backstory so that everybody knows. I don't know why, but I keep turning myself down. I'm kind of loud. I think it was the same day that you went up to Fort Morgan, right?
Yeah, Saturday night.
Yeah, so I'm sorry. Sorry, so very sorry.
Get off the sword.
Gotta get off his hand mic wire. So I'm sitting here watching TV, and I see Xander as he posts something to his Facebook. And he was at McDonald's, and they give you, what's that word again? Menus?
Yeah, so I was in the drive-thru, and it just caught me off guard. I was looking over, and there's a little sign that says, we give Braille and picture menus. And in my mind, I'm like,
well, you're in a drive-thru.
Yeah, I was like,
Now I'm like, I'm the prime example of somebody that, you know, will fight for, you know, disabled rights and stuff like that. Okay, and I think it's awesome when I see vehicles, you know, they have little signs. Hey, I'm somewhat blind and I'm driving, so you know. I can see that, okay? But my first question is, if you're blind and you're driving, why are you going to the fast food line in the first place?
How do you even see the fast food?
Well, I
fully understand what it meant, though. I thought it was kind of funny, not to knock down the disabled people that can't see. Just the first thing that popped in my mind was like, why are blind people driving?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking to myself. No, I would understand it. And I think it would be cool if they had like a sign inside the restaurant, but at a drive-thru window.
And you might.
I mean, that's like saying, okay, ladies and gentlemen, here's a sign. We offer breathalyzer tests here in the drive-thru. First of all, why would you even have a breathalyzer test sign, you know, encouraging people, hey, check your alcohol level. You're in a drive-thru.
I actually, Friday, I believe it was, drove somebody to Car Toys to go pick up his car that had to put a breathalyzer test in there.
That's funny.
To start up his vehicle.
That reminds me of the 40-year-old virgin and... Here, quick, blowing this.
I thought it was funny when she puked on him.
Right?
Because I'm not driving, but when I was stationed at Fort Knox, down at 4th Street Live, I was helping a girl out to her taxi, and she was like, just throw me on your shoulder. So I picked her up in the fireman's carry, and I was walking out, and I just felt something warm running down my back. And I was like, what's going on here?
Ew.
And then I put her down.
I know this already. I don't even have to ask.
And I saw her, you know, puke down her shirt, and I was like, oh, okay. So it's running down my back now. That's great. I appreciate that.
Ugh. Ugh.
Not even a thank you for taking me out to the taxi. Just down my back.
That happened Friday?
No, that happened back in 2010-ish, somewhere around there. Yeah.
I figured that had to either be pee or puke. It was
not. I was headed in the direction of pee. You know?
I'm not into the golden shower thing.
So yeah, but if somebody's been drinking like that.
If you was in Germany, you would.
Not even then.
Oh God. So I gotta say that probably the so the menu is probably something where you can pull up to the window. They can hand you the menu in either Braille or with pictures, and you can actually give that to somebody who's in the car with you, and they can look and see what's on there. So,
I knew that's what it was.
But I think the same thing sometimes. I see that, and they're like, we also have these in Braille, and I'm like, how did you get here?
Right?
But I understand what they're for, because you can hand it to somebody else, and they go, oh, you know what? I want a number one with whatever. So. Right. But if you've been on this earth for a while in America, you pretty much know the menu of McDonald's. So, and somebody hopefully is reading it to you or letting you know what's going on. Cause usually I've got to ask the kids all the time, what do you guys want? You know?
Well, you know, the thing is like, if I was blind, like, so when I go to some of these bathrooms, they'll have Braille, you know, for man and they'll have woman, and if I was blind, that would be my first thing. Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to come in the girl's bathroom. I'm blind. You know, I can't see. I can't express how many times, like, it's dark. My double vision is really bad. I can't see. And my service dog, he would guide me into the girl's bathroom. Or there would be a time where, you know, let's play this game. Let's see where it leads, you know. And yeah, because they'll never get upset with a guy that comes in with a service dog if they come into the girl's bathroom. But they freak out if you don't have a service dog. I don't know why, but it's just how it is.
I think that's self-explanatory.
Probably. But, I mean, just saying. Yeah, I don't know why they have Braille on the men, and well, I do know. I'm gonna shut up now.
Do you frequent a lot of women's bathrooms?
Or huh?
Do you frequent a lot of women's bathrooms?
No, but if you have that chance, like for example, Mike, if you have the super man ability of making yourself invisible, would you? I mean, let's be honest here.
Well, first of all, no. So that's a safe answer. One, I wonder if Barrett once in a while just leads you there on purpose because you didn't give him a treat. And he's like, you know, it'll be awesome. I'll get him back. This will be hilarious. And the dog's like, I didn't know. That's weird. So, and then the other thing is, I don't know if you guys watch The Boys. So that's
The Boys.
The Boys is like an Amazon show. So it's like superheroes. They're like corporate. So you get a guy that's like, he's like Superman.
Okay.
Only they pull in corporate money, government money, et cetera. And they're kind of a-holes. And one of them, the dude turns invisible. He literally turns invisible.
Okay.
And this dude hangs out in bathrooms and does weird stuff. And these are superheroes. This is behind the scenes where you don't see, like, when they're out doing
is
stuff.
Is this a TV series off of Amazon?
TV series, watch it on
I've
Amazon.
I've never heard it before.
It's crazy. Watch it.
Okay.
I watched a whole series. It's called The Boys. It is not family friendly. It is definitely, what if your superheroes, et cetera, were a-holes like regular people?
Right.
And it's some of it's hilarious. It's like a dark comedy.
Okay.
But it's definitely a little jacked up. But it's funny you say that because the guy, Translucent or whatever his name is, he does that. He's like, the girl's in her, she's in her bathroom and she comes out or whatever, and the dude's talking like about her or whatever, and it's like, why is this dude in the bathroom?
Why is he not?
And
if
he
can get away with it and not get in trouble, why wouldn't you do it?
Integrity?
Yeah, integrity is for like real life. This is like make believe.
I think that breaks a few laws if you were to hang out in the women's bathroom like that. I'm guessing.
I'm saying if you had the super power ability of being invisible, would you use it? Kind of for an example.
Not to hang out in a women's bathroom. I'd be robbing banks and all kinds of other stuff.
I don't know, Robin Banks. That takes a little bit of planning. This,
no, just not if you're invisible, you just
walk
in
the bathroom, and then woo, nice set of Hooters, you know, kind of thing.
All right.
I would rather go steal money. Like, if you gave me superpowers, I would be like Wolverine and the Invisible Man.
Okay.
Those are my superpowers right there. I don't need anything else. I would like the claws, too. That would be awesome. Yeah.
Okay, what was you going to say, Mike?
I was going to say, unless you pick your nose with those claws, then you'd like...
Oh, that would hurt.
So...
But I would heal myself, too. So.
Yeah, I got to say, you'd heal yourself. I would steal stuff, but I wouldn't hurt nobody. I just go in there and steal it. Like from drug cartels and et cetera, like all the Toronto, all their cash is gone.
I'll steal the drugs.
Steal the drugs.
Sell it on the street.
That sounds like work. I would just steal the money. But I think we went off the reservation.
That's what I think of that, stealing the money. I still like my idea a lot better. What do you think, people? Texas 720 or Yeah, 720
is what I think.
720-619-0627. Hit us up. Tell us, what would you do? What would your superpower be? We just like totally derailed and got off subject, but you know, that's okay.
Until you watch the show.
You know, when I get home,
the basis of the show is that the people that are trying to take down the superheroes are common people. So they're normal people that are trying to take down the supers.
And I don't have a whole lot of time, but I picked up a show that was on Netflix, and I watched it, and I could not get enough of it.
What's this?
And I don't like politics. You know me. Designated Survivor. Uh-huh. Oh, that was such a good show.
Is it good?
Have you seen it before? Oh, my God.
Great series.
Great.
There was a guy in Tennessee when that show first came out.
Yeah.
He was actually the designated survivor if that situation ever popped off.
Okay.
I saw the first season. Loved it. It was one of those, it was kind of like crack things where you're there every Wednesday, glued to the TV, watching it.
Right.
I enjoyed it a lot, even though I don't like politics either. But it was good.
I just watched it, and I said to myself, I really wish that there was a person that ran for president like that. Like, it's so, what's the word I'm looking for? It's so made up. Like, that would never happen.
No, because he was actually about the people.
Yeah.
And
he was about the people.
Right.
He told the truth.
Moral situations.
When he was going for his reelection, this one guy over here to the right was, you know, slinging mud. And this guy just took it like a champ, didn't sling mud at all. And I'm like, yeah. We've never had a president like that ever. And I was just like, wow.
What about George Washington?
But do we really know?
Or Abe
Lincoln? Do we really know? Like, there's books. You know, we heard how George Washington and Abraham Lincoln was these great presidents. But, you know, to me, I look at it kind of like, you know, you look at the Bible. Do we really know? Or are we taking somebody else's word for it? Do we know George Washington was a great president? Do we really know? He might have been a jerk.
Once again, I'll have to make my time machine a little bit later tonight and go back and find out.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying, you never know, and you know it's like me and you were talking earlier about a certain somebody. Do you really know people? Like,
were you guys talking about me?
No. But you know, do you really, really know somebody? Like, you, for a perfect example, and you know, we can talk about it on the air. But like, when that whole Subway thing happened, you know, everybody saw this Jared, you know, eating subs, you know, and then we find out that he's in a pedophile scandal.
Oh yeah, he's okay. Definitely eating some six inches.
But when you look at him, that didn't even cross my mind that he was capable of doing something like that. Like, do you really know people? You know.
Well, it's like, it's in any situation, like all these movie stars and whatnot, they're regular people. They have issues just
right.
Like anybody else on the street. But it doesn't come to light as much for the people on the street. It always, like, you know, hey, say Kevin Spacey. Nobody in a million years would have thought he was like that.
I don't know about that. He did kind of. Rub off the crazy vibe, you know, especially after I watched American Beauty.
Yeah, that was a little weird.
Yeah,
that was a little weird because with the girl, I got to say, George Washington, though, he didn't run against anybody.
They just appointed him president.
They appointed him president, and he didn't want to be a king because that's what they actually wanted him to do, was be the king, and he was against that. He actually wanted to be, you know, it's like 4-8 years, whatever it is, as a president, and he was done.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It's an easy question. I think back there, it was a hard life. I mean, those people didn't live very long.
That's true.
You know?
What was, like, I'd have to do some research, but I mean, wasn't
the... It was like 30, 35 years. That's as long as they lived. So back then, you know, it's hard to say one way or the other what it was. I just thought it was funny because you're like, I wonder if he was really a jerk. And I was like, after you cross the Delaware in the middle of winter, I'd be a little peed off.
Right?
That crap's cold. I mean, you've been on the East Coast up there in that area, Fort Knox and up there.
Yeah, that's true.
It gets cold, Drum and all that. I mean, they'd be like, we're going to cross in the middle of, you know, in the night on Christmas and kick the crap out of the Brits. I'd be like, ah, that's really cold. I don't know.
Right.
You know, so I don't know. It's here nor there. We don't know.
Right. No, you're exactly right. So.
Or was it a jerk move that he had his army cross the Delaware on Christmas? And also, if anybody wants a president that is for the people, Alexander 2020, just saying.
What do we write your name in?
Yeah,
and send it with a check. We'll see how that works out.
Yeah,
I think that one's going to get filed in the Oval file cabinet.
It took me a while to get that. I finally got it.
Trash can, by the way.
Yeah. Oh, I thought you were talking about toilet.
It's a plastic lined trash filing cabinet, so you know it's easy to take out with a recycle. But
yes, recycle, people.
Well, I tell you what, we got 15 minutes left in the show.
Is this where we talk about the Jeep wave?
The Jeep wave? You know, we could talk about it. I've never heard of this Jeep wave until you said something about it today.
So we know, because we ride motorcycles,
right?
That we've got our wave. So this is my WTF moment.
Okay.
So we know we've got the if we're riding and somebody's going in the opposite direction, that we do a little wave, hands down to the side, and right. That's always been something I've always done on a motorcycle. As everybody else does it, and even anymore, I do it out of habit. I don't even. Whatever.
You know, and not to take you off topic too much, but is it just me or, like, there's not very many motorcyclists that do the wave very much anymore?
They're probably millennials. They're like Xander. So,
because I'm noticing that. Well, me and my wife went to Sturgis, like, hardly anybody. Really? I think I had, like, 3 or 4 people, if that. And then today when I was riding, you know.
They probably saw on your trike and they were thinking, that dude's comfortable. And nobody likes that. Because when I rode up there, my rear end was killing me. So, and your bike looks super comfortable.
I think in Sturgis is more of waving your boobies.
I'm kind of glad you can't hear everything Xander says. That's New Orleans. I think that's
yes, Xander.
Of it does happen up there. That is true.
This is supposed to be a PG-13 show, and
he kept it kind of PG. That's a
kind of
breasts.
That's probably worse. It probably should have stuck with where you were. Okay, so now, so basically, the deal is that I didn't know because I also have a Jeep. And I've been to motorcycle expos and shows and et cetera. Right. And there's always the T-shirt that, you know, I'd never understood until I got a Jeep. Yeah, people were like, you know, something that was derogatory towards Jeep owners. And I didn't know that Jeeps also kind of do a little wave at each other. I just think it's super weird that no matter what vehicle you have, that you have to have a secret wave that you do towards another person. Because that's weird.
Well...
Like,
I never heard
like
of
I'm
that.
Better than you, you know.
I never I I never heard of the Jeep Wave until you said something
right.
about
it. Right, and
then
today. I got a guy that I worked with, and I'll never dime him out. I want to so bad. It has a Corvette. And he's like, there's a Corvette Wave, too. And I said, yeah, it's because it's that's BS. Like, that's the dorkiest crap I've ever heard. So, like, if you got a Jaguar or an Audi or whatever, you have a certain wave that you do towards other people that point out to other people that you have more money than they do or whatever. So I just think it's all weird. I mean, I just drive what I drive. I like what I have. And
right.
If you don't like it, then that's too bad.
I like your Jeep.
So, but I also have a motorcycle. So what's the difference? You know?
I think they're both the same because it gets cold in that Jeep. During the winter, doesn't it?
Yeah, not too bad. If we get the hard top on, it's all right.
But, oh, okay.
But for the most part, you know, I just think it's weird that there was, I didn't know there was competing things. I thought, you know, if you got a Corvette that you had to be old and silver hair and, you know.
Well, hell, by the time you can afford a Corvette, you're 70 years old.
Right. So might as well be a, you should just drive a coffin at that point. That way, you know, they just bury you in it.
There was, Brandy had posted it a long time ago. There was a guy that he got buried with his bike talking about coffins. Like it showed it was in a plexiglass coffin and his bike was on the left and he was on the right. He got buried with his bike, literally. I remember Brandy posted that to me a while back. Look, you know, this is one thing that I've found in life. And I hate this computer system because it keeps going down. One thing that I've learned in life is that it doesn't matter who you are or what you're into. You can do anything that you want if you're willing to pay the money.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
You know? There's a guy that... He was a Cleveland Browns fan, and when he died, he had an open book to Cleveland Browns saying, I want to be like buried with his team so that they could let him down for one final resting time or something like that, you know?
So he wants... all the dead Cleveland Browns to be buried with him or next to him?
No, he was just really upset because he was a Cleveland Browns fan and the team hadn't did anything. And he made a dig at the Cleveland Browns because, you know, I've been a lifetime fan and, you know, you guys have went to crap and, you know, now he dies. And
went? I thought they always were crap.
They're not too bad today. They're actually pretty. No, I don't.
I had higher hopes for them this year. I was thinking maybe the playoffs, but yeah.
The Browns?
Yeah.
Yeah, I wasn't thinking that they were bad either.
Well, in the Browns' defense, which they don't have any. if they had Baker Mayfield, who's honestly, I think, a pretty darn good quarterback.
Yeah.
Full of himself. But, you know, I kind of...
A lot better than Johnny Football.
About the same. Cocky attitude. So? But he actually has talent.
Yeah.
So this guy actually has talent. They brought in what? They got Odell Beckham Jr. is there. They got great running backs. They have a pretty decent offensive line. So honestly, I don't know if it's coaching or the owners or what it is, but they've got the talent. I mean, even on the defensive side, the defensive line's got great. They got probably one of the most premier outside linebackers. Or am I thinking defensive end? Is he defensive end?
He's a player. Let's put it
down. Well, I mean, they have a good – they got corners. I mean, they went and put to what, top four in the draft last year. They got a corner. So they have a team on paper. Pretty darn good.
Okay.
They just have not been able to do anything with it.
They need the time to gel together.
Maybe, you know. And I think this year a lot of teams decided not to play a couple of the preseason games, and it showed. Denver's one of them. Denver was like, we're not going to play anybody in the preseason. And then they got in the regular season. You need a little time to gel together and play, and those teams are suffering because of it. So, It's right. A little bit different, but Cleveland is a suck hole, so let's just be honest. They call it the mistake on the lake for a reason. So,
but I tell you what, they got some loyal fans, though.
I think, you know, if you're not a kind of a loyal fan, then, you know, I can tell you I've been a Bronco fan my whole life, and there have been a majority of the time they've let me down a little bit, and which is okay because I don't own them. You know, people are like, "Oh, he's a jerk." I'm like, "Yeah, he never once has he invited me to dinner."
I posted something on Facebook a couple of days ago about the team, and I got hounded by it because everybody was talking about, "Oh, yeah, we won against Tennessee." And I'm like, "Okay, well, first of all,
it's Tennessee.
Quit shining the Super Bowl trophy because we are not there yet. Second of all, you know, that was a terrible team. We should have." You know, we should have dominated them in the first place. And then third of all, this is the bad thing about the Denver community that I don't want. Is when the Broncos win by 1 point, it doesn't matter if they win by 1 point or as long as they win, it's like, oh, we give them a pass. The only time we ever say, hey, you know, we're terrible, or give the team smack, or say something's wrong with the coach, is when we're losing. But you know, like the year that we went to the Super Bowl, like almost all those games we barely etched out, and nobody cared, you know. But sooner or later, you know, you're gonna bake that birthday cake. And if you just put icing everywhere, when you chomp down on it, that's all you're going to get is a bunch of sugar icing. You're not going to get any cake with it.
Well, cake's all sugar anyway.
Oh, my God. Oh, Mike.
I'm just saying that's what cake is. It's just a block of sugar.
What is your deal with cake?
You just brought it up.
I was making an analogy.
I know, and I'm just saying cake is all sugar. I didn't mention the fact that there are two pieces or two boxes of cake out there.
Yes, we're going to raid that when we leave here.
And I'm not going to mention the fact that Brandy didn't give me any birthday cake on the anniversary of this show. I had to personally go out and get my own cupcakes last week, which were all delicious.
Yeah, pumpkin spice. Hey. Ew.
Hey.
Ew.
Hey. There's nothing wrong with pumpkin spice. It's that time of year. It makes me feel the fall. It brings me into a good mood. So it should be allowed year round.
On that note, I feel like I should punch him in the junk. Because I can't stand pumpkin spice. I do like pumpkin pie, though. So, and the killer part is that WTF moment. Are you kidding me? Brandy didn't get him any cake? Like, there was no cake.
Hey. Brandy's all the way in Georgia. How's she gonna send that cake to you in bites?
The clown thing.
Oh.
Oh my gosh. All right. Let's get out of here.
On that note, did you watch It? The last installment of Stephen King's It?
No, not yet.
Yeah,
it's creepy.
Seen it.
It's jacked up.
Yeah, it is. All right, everybody, it's 2 minute warning.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. We have ignition. Strap in.
It's the 2 minute warning.
2 minute warning.
What we learned today.
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained?
Sponsored by Common Ground Golf Course in Colorado, a place for all and all the game teaches.
Okay, Xander, what did you learn today?
Don't make a finger gesture of a weapon. Because you get a felony, which I wonder how Shooter McGavin got away with that for so many years.
I'm going to go to hell for laughing at that. Okay. What did you learn today, Mike?
I got to go with that. That was hilarious. Shooter McGavin's probably wanted in at least every state now, so that's true.
Well.
So we can take stuff a little bit lighter. Zero tolerance doesn't always have to be zero tolerance.
Right.
Like common sense has got to be at play at some point. You can't tell me another adult was like, hey, this is dumb. sweet Lord, why don't you go buy yourself a pair of shoes with holy water in it and calm down. So and
on that note, what I learned today was we're in the wrong business. If we can make a shoe for $3,000.
We're going to go to Jordan with a whole crap load of Nikes and just dip them in the river and then have them blessed, which I think is blasphemy. So that's probably not good. So dear Lord, baby Jesus.
All right, well, let's get out of here, Mike. It was great having you.
It was fun. It was fun hanging out with you guys.
I miss you.
We'll do this more often.
Oh, yeah.
Xander's killing me. I love him.
It's that time, everyone. That's the show for today, everyone. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week with an all-new show. And remember, you can listen to us again and again. The podcast of the radio show is available right after we go off the air tonight. And remember, we're here for you, not for us, giving our veterans a voice.